हरे कृष्णा। अटैचमेंट एक्चुएट्स एंड एग्रेवेट्स एंग्जाइटी। सपोज अ पर्सन इज वेरी अटैच टू स्पोर्ट्स, से पर्सन इज इन अमेरिका एंड वेरी अटैच टू बेसबॉल। Now that person may be sitting comfortably in their home, but if their team starts losing, then that attachment causes anxiety. And that anxiety increases more and more. People get tension, people get frustration, exasperation. Now, if you consider physically, they're staying in their home, probably their home is air conditioned, they're sitting comfortably on a sofa. There is no reason for them to be in such anxiety and misery. But because of their attachment, their consciousness is tied from the comfortable home they are in through maybe a TV set or through their mobile from which they are getting the updates to the ground wherever the match is going on, and they feel anxious. So similarly for us, this world is a place of anxiety. This world is called Kunta, the spiritual world is called Vaikunta. But there is unavoidable anxiety and there is unnecessary anxiety. By the nature of this world, there is going to be some anxiety in life because things are uncertain. But often, our attachment is what actuates and aggravates our anxiety. When we're attached to too many things, we want to control those things so that we can enjoy those things. We want to possess them, control them, and enjoy them. But when those things threaten to not go according to plan, then that causes anxiety. Bhagavad Gita talks about this in 16.11 and 12. 16.11 it says, Chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashitah kamopabhoga parama etavaditinishchitah asha pashashatair baddha kama krodha parayana ihante kama bhogartham anyayenartha sanchayan. So it says, Chintam, anxiety. What kind of anxiety? Aparimeyam cha, immeasurable anxiety. Pralayantamupashritaha, till the moment of death. Why this comes? Kamopabhoga parama. Because these people have kam upabhog. They have decided that sense enjoyment is the way to happiness. Kamopabhoga parama. Etavad itinishchitaha. Itinishchitaha. They decided that this is the through worldly enjoyment, I'll get pleasure. But this definition of enjoyment as worldly enjoyment is the problem. That comprises attachment. So it is attachment that actuates. That means there are situations of anxiety, but they're triggered many times by our attachment. And further, the more we hold on to that attachment, it aggravates anxiety. So if we want to become free from anxiety, one of the fundamental things that we need to do is to become detached, to give up our attachments. Tyagat chantir anantaram. Krishna says in 12.12 in the Bhagavad Gita, Tyagat. When there is tyaga, when there is detachment, when there is renunciation, chantir anantaram. There is unlimited peace. There is supreme peace that comes by that. So say an alcoholic is worried, will I get a drink or not? Will I get a drink or not? But if, okay, I won't bother about it. I just give up that attachment. Now let me see, how can I give up attachment like this? Yes. For us to give up attachment, we need to cultivate a higher attachment. The whole process of Bhakti Yoga is a process for helping us cultivate attachment to the Supreme Reality, Krishna. And Krishna is always present in our heart. No matter what upheavals happen in our life, Krishna will never leave us and go away. He will be always there with us. And we can always invoke His presence through our devotional intention, through our devotional service, and we can experience Him in our heart. So to the extent we experience Him in our heart, to that extent we experience peace and joy. So attachment to Krishna doesn't cause anxiety. Rather, attachment to Krishna brings serenity, peace, and further, it brings ecstasy. Now, while doing practical service for Krishna in this world, sometimes we may have anxiety whether this will work out or not, or that will work out or not. But through that anxiety also, we are moving closer to Krishna. Through that anxiety, our attachment to Krishna is increasing. And thus, for devotees, even their anxiety increases their serenity and their ecstasy because they are coming closer and closer to Krishna. That's why to remove anxiety, it's not just enough to attend some stress management seminars or to go to some hill station retreats or to just practice deep breathing. All these can help temporarily. But the root cause is attachment, and the root solution is detachment from the things of this world by cultivating attachment to Krishna. We become attached to things of this world because we think they will give us pleasure. But they actually give us anxiety. When we understand philosophy that Krishna is the source of all pleasure, He is the source of the supreme shelter, then we can become attached to Him, and thereby we can become detached from the things of this world and live with as less anxiety as is possible. Thank you. Hare Krishna.